Morning. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I ask that you speak through me and that your name be magnified. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Recently, I began the process of reconnecting with someone I hadn't spoken to in 21 years, my biological father. I was 3 years old when I watched him be hauled off by police, and 5 years old when I last saw him as he went away to serve a 25-year sentence in prison for his actions being physically and verbally abusive and more. My brother at this time was born just 3 years younger than me with a condition called Noonan syndrome and a heart defect called tricuspid atresia. This meant my mom, now a single mother with two boys, let alone one being a baby, being constantly in and out of hospitals and surgeries. There was a lot that went along with that, carrying diaper bags, feeding machines, oxygen tanks, and so on. I was the man of the house, and my mom needed help. I had to get bigger, stronger. I remember feeling that pressure that I put on myself at such a young age. I was a fatherless boy who had a deep void in my heart and didn't understand why. But a father of the fatherless and a protector of widows is God in his holy habitation, Psalm 68:5. After moving from Arvada to a shelter in Castle Rock, we began attending a church where I got my first thoughts of God. During this time, God used my uncle as a positive male influence as he taught me about the outdoors, reading maps, hunting, and fishing, which I was very appreciative of. Some years later, when I was about 10, my brother had finally finished having all the surgeries that he needed and hospital trips. We were told by our lead cardiologist that we were to move to a lower altitude in order for my heart, my brother's heart, to be as healthy as possible. After doing much research into different areas, my mom decided on a small town in California. Soon after moving, my mom met and married my stepdad, who had boys our age. By this time, we had stopped going to church because we couldn't find a quote-unquote good church. I'm not sure what that meant to my mom, but apparently that's the way it was. My stepdad was a good dad. We didn't always see eye to eye, but he did instill into us a good work ethic, and the love that he has and still has for my mom is very visible. I will always respect him. However, he is not my real dad, and no matter how great he was to my mom or how he raised us, he still couldn't fill the hole in my heart. I tried to fill my inner need with drinking and partying up in the hills with friends on weekends, but mostly I just tried to forget or never remember. I tried to be strong as I thought strong was, by not asking questions about what happened with my father for fear of bringing up the past from my mom. So I never allowed myself to think of what I missed or was missing by not having a father in my life. I stuffed everything down as far as I could get it. I felt God was there and would pick up a Bible and read it every once in a while, end up frustrated with not understanding. I felt very lost with no direction and very lonely even as an introvert. After 10 years in California, I never liked it there and always longed to be back in Colorado with the mountains, snow, excellent hunting and fishing. So after getting my GED, I moved back and stayed with my aunt and uncle and worked with my uncle as an apprentice electrician. After a few years as an electrician, I got laid off during a slow time and had to find other work. This providentially brought me to a man who God used to start changing my life. His name was Chris, and he owned several hundred acres of orchards. I saw in the classifieds that he was hiring for help, and after 2 weeks, I finally got a hold of him and had an interview. The interview went well, and at the end, as we were saying goodbye, he invited me to church that Sunday. I remember feeling different on the drive home, like that was the kick I needed to get back to get on the path and find some direction. After several weeks of attending church and being around his family as if I was one of his own, I started to get a sense of what the gospel was, and that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, Romans 6:23. At this point, I was ready to make a public display that I was going to follow Christ, and Chris baptized me. Chris and his family were key in strengthening and guiding me in my walk with Christ. I had once been a wild olive shoot, but now share in the nourishing sap of the olive root I had been grafted in. I spent so many hours in the orchards, pruning, irrigating, grafting, and tilling. I fell in love with growing fruit. Chris explained to me how the pruning process, or was the process of removing the unproductive branches to give more light and strength to the new productive growth for more quality fruit bearing, just as the Lord does to us. I had finally realized the innermost need that I was missing, the one true Father. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. 1 John 3:1. He has been filling my innermost need by showing me through his word that though I struggle in many ways, his mercies are new every morning. He has also blessed me abundantly with material blessings, such as a very God-loving, God-fearing wife, 3 beautiful, well-behaved children. And a goal has also recently been fulfilled to become a technician, which has been 3 years in the making. About a month ago, I was promoted from an hourly apprentice technician to a flat rate technician, which came a year earlier than I was expecting. Writing this testimony has also been a blessing in being able to unstuff and deal with all the feelings and emotions. I challenge everyone to write out the testimony, whether you choose to share it or not. For me, it has brought about so much clarity about my life and how God in his sovereignty has worked in my life to draw me near to him and bring about his glory. That's it.